that you have the lav of Pesach Rishon, you're not allowed to eat it if it's halfway done. It has to be completely done. Nor means halfway done, even if you roasted it. But if it's only halfway done, you have that lav. See, here also, Pesach Sheni also applies that lav, that you're not allowed to eat it if it's only halfway done. Now, the prote makim amayit, but gafrote is a prate. The Torah says a second time in Pesach Sheni not to break the bone of regular lav. Which regular lav does not apply to Pesach Sheni? Leisishchat al chometz dav zivchin. By Pesach Rishon, there's a lav that b'shas shchitas a Pesach, if you own chometz, or you have chometz that the kohen sees, there's a new lav of leisishchat al chometz dav zivchin. This lav does not apply to Pesach Sheni. That's the meat. Only a lav of don't break the bone of the korban, which is a lav in the korban itself, that lav applies. But this lav of not to have chometz around b'shas and making the shchita does not apply to Pesach Sheni. For the Gemara, Epechano, let's change it around. Maybe this lav does apply to Pesach Sheni. The Gemara says, Epechano, mitzvah the gufa yodif. There's always more of a reasoning to say that the mitzvahs that apply to the korban itself applies to Pesach Sheni. This is a lav that applies to the gufa of the korban itself. That's how it says, al tekhu menul no, you're not allowed to eat the meat if it's only halfway done. That's the lav in the gufa of the meat of the korban itself. But Shaykh, this lav, that b'shah shchit of the korban, you're not allowed to have chametz around, that does not apply to Pesach Sheni. So these are the halachas here. That's how you have these kolam and protein. That these three mitzvahs apply to Pesach Sheni, and not the other mitzvahs. That you're allowed to have chametz in your rishus, b'shah to bring Pesach Sheni, but you have to eat matzah and maror, and these mitzvahs apply. Right, horishoin toin halo bakimoshe.
Pesach Rishon, leo Pesach, when we eat the Pesach, is a mitzvah to say halo.
Mashenkin Pesach Sheni, Bishas eat it. When you eat it the night of Tezvav Eir, there's no mitzvah to say hello. For the Gemara Minohan Emili, how do we know that there's no mitzvah to say hello when you're eating the Pesach Sheni? Om Rabbi Yechne Mishum Rabshim Ben Yoy Tzadik. Om Akra, the Posek says, Ha'ashir Yilochem Kaleel His Kadesh Chag. The Shir means like saying Hallel should be to you like the same way the night time when you have a Kiddush of Chag. So which night time do we have like Kiddush that we say hello? Leil ha-makudish lechag toin halo. Only the night time that has a kedushas of a yomtif, has like a chag to it, is there an inyan to say shir to say halo. So Pesach by night, that's a yomtif. Since it's a yomtif, there's an inyan to say halo, b'shash eating the korban Pesach. Leilo though, shein makudish lechag. Whoever has to bring a Pesach sheni on the night of Tezvav Iyom, it's not a yomtif then. There's no din isser melochem. There's only a bazunda mitzvah, whoever was tameh on Pesach Rishon, or couldn't bring a Pesach Rishon, he has to have the shchita done on Yud Dalet Iyar, and that night, the night of Tezvav, he eats it. But it's not called the Yom Tif. Therefore, since that night is not called the Yom Tif, the din is ain't turn halal. You do not have to say halal b'shas you eat your Pesach Sheni. Shrash Yashir Yilachem, b'yayim she'tegolu min ha-golus, when you get freed from the golus. Kaleel his Kaddish Chag, Kemoy Shatim Noigim Lushara Baleel his Kaddish Chag. Vien Lucho Leel Chag Lahatin Shiva Chutz Maleel Psochim Alech Losei. The only time we really to say Hallel at night, and the only time we say Hallel at night, is only Bishas reading the Korban Pesach. But the Pesach says it has to be Lain Lo HaMekudish Lachag, the going Pesach Rishon, that has a Yomtif to it. Shein Mekudish Lachag, the going Leel Achilas Pesach Sheni, Shein a Yomtif. Whoever has to bring a Pesach Sheni, here it's Mashma from Rashi, when did they eat the Pesach Sheni? At night time. They did not eat the Pesach Sheni Yudal Rir. Yudal Rir was only the Zman of the Shchitas Pesach Sheni. But when did they eat it? They ate it at night time first. That's the Zman Achilam. But Mr. Modern, why the Minig gives people Zman is there now, they're knowing Pesach Sheni, usually they eat Matzah on Yudal Rir. That's when they hold Pesach Sheni. The Chur, that was only the Zman of the Shchitas Akorban. But the time that they ate Pesach Sheni was at night time. And Rashi says here, but going leil achilas Pesach Sheni, Sheni Yomtif. That they ate at night time, the Pesach Sheni, then it was not a Yomtif. Therefore, there's no mitzvah to say halal then. Vashenka, the Mishnah says, there is that tunin halal b'yasiyosin. But b'shas you bring the Pesach Sheni, b'shas the shchita, even on Yudal Bir, there was a mitzvah to say halal. For the more my timer, why is there a mitzvah to say halal on Pesach Sheni? A boy is saying, one reason I'll tell you, lailo kumamayit. Before we only had a posseh to exclude the night of Pesach Sheni. Or the yom loikam amayit. We don't have any posseh to exclude the yom, therefore the yom is a svara. Just like the Pesach Rishon, b'shash you bring in your Pesach, you have to say hallo. Who are then the Pesach Sheni also, whoever brings it, has to say hallo. The boy is saying another svara is that the Gemara says, Moralita says, Efshe Yisrael Shechten as Peschayim. Could it be that Klai Yisrael is doing such a chosh of a mitzvah like Pesach and they're not going to say hello? And who within the Gemara says, this is not the Gate to us, the Sama says, who within the Noitan as Lulvehim, Vienoimim, hello? When Klai Yisrael on Sukkis is holding the Lulav and doing the mitzvah, is it possible they won't say hello? In other words, there's so much Besimcha now, Beshachta, doing the mitzvahs, that Avadat the Svar, you have to say hello. So that's the Svar of Pesach Rishon. You have to say hello, Beshas, you bring in the carbon, because you're Moli Simcha, you bring in the carbon. So that Svar applies to Pesach Sheni also. Whoever did not bring the Pesach Rishon, and now is bringing the Pesach Sheni, Beshas, they're bringing the carbon, the Moli Simcha, they have to say hello. Especially the Efshem, the Chivon, the Dvar Mitzvah, saying hello. Since they're doing the Dvar Mitzvah, they have to say hello. And Neutlenes Lovezek Rashi, Agrora Nasa, this is just time brought down. The Bryce, the Hochi, the Perek Basa. The Bryce brings it down later, the Gemara brings it down here also. But Lulav is not negated to us. What's negated to us is Beshas, the Shechita, the Korban Pesach, even Pesach Sheni, that's a story you should have to say hello. When they're calling sleep, our Mishnah says what? Even Pesach Sheni, you have the Mitzvah, but after you did, roasted. And then the Mishnah says that Pesach Sheni is also Deuch HaShabbos. For Deuch HaShabbos is a Shabbos. Whoever did not bring a Pesach Rishon, and asked to bring a Pesach Sheni, if Pesach Sheni Yud Dalet Iyar comes out on Shabbos, you're allowed to make the Shechitas Pesach on Shabbos. So Gemara makes a diyuk, Shabbos in Tumaloi. Mashma Pesach Sheni is only Deuch HaShabbos. What about if again it comes out on Pesach Sheni, Rov people are Tumi. Are they allowed to bring even Pesach Sheni but Tum or not? Mashma that no, that you don't have, it's not Deuch HaTumah. So Gemara says, Masnitsin the Loik Reb Yuda. Our Mishnah then does not come out according to Reb Yehuda. The Tanya we learned, Doich Es HaShabbos, that Pesach Sheni is even Doich HaShabbos. If Yud Dalet Iyar comes out on Shabbos, you allow the Shech to come Pesach. V'ein Doich Es HaTumah. That's like our Mishnah. But if Rov Tzibur is Tomei, and you have no Kahanim that are Tor, you're not allowed to bring Pesach Sheni B'Tumah. There's no Din Dichah to bring Pesach Sheni B'Tumah. Reb Yehuda Reimer, Av Doich Es HaTumah. He also know, if Rov people are Tomei, or all the Kandam are Tomei B'Shas Yud Dalet Iyar, you're allowed to bring the carbon Pesach Sheni B'Tumah. So Mark explains now, my time on the Tanakama, what's the Pshat like in our Mishnah and the Tanakama here? So Mark says, Mefnei Tumah Dichiyoso. Why is the reason why you bring the Pesach Sheni? Because they were Tomei B'Shas Pesach Rishon. So you pushed them more from Pesach Rishon to Pesach Sheni. Why? Because they couldn't bring the B'Tumah. Is Yachsav Yachsav B'Tumah? That's a Svara. Now you should bring a B'Tumah. If the Torah wanted you to bring a B'Tumah, you should have brought already Pesach Rishon. Elamai, the Torah didn't want you to bring a B'Tumah. So once you pushed off, there wasn't the Rov Tzimah of Pesach Shein, of Pesach Rishon, that means now this carbon has to only be brought to Torah. So since now you're Tumah, you can't bring it today. You pushed off the Pesach Sheni, that's a Svara that when you bring in a Pesach Sheni, you also have to be Torah. You can't tell me you can be Tomei then, because what was the whole reason we pushed you off for? We pushed you off because we wanted you to do it B'Tairah. So even if Rov Tzibur is Tomei B'Shas Pesach Sheni, nothing doing, you can't bring him a Tumah. You just tell you can't bring the carbon then. Kafalon, you can't do anything. Trashi Yachsa B'Yachsa B'Tumah B'Tzimina L'Gashah. El Amutav Yitav L'Gamri. There's more of a Surah to say that since you were Tomei Pesach Rishon and you're Tomei Pesach Sheni, that's it. You can't bring the carbon at all. That's a Tanakam Surah. If we have Yehud, Rav Yehuda says no. Ha Toira Chozra Olav Lasoise B'Tairah. Avad the Metchilah Torah wants you to bring a Pesach Sheni B'Tairah. You were Tomei Pesach Rishon, you couldn't do it then. Good, wait to Pesach Sheni, bring it now. What about Loi Zocha? It comes Pesach Sheni again, you're Tomei. And Rov of you are Tomei, or all the Kanam are Tomei. Yasim B'Tumah, he all does nothing, your story. Why not? The Torah says a Korban Pesach could be brought B'Tumah. If Rov Tziba, Rov Kanam are Tomei, you're allowed to bring your B'Tumah. So Pesach Rishon Rov people with Torah. So you couldn't bring it then. But now you have Rov people that are Tumeya, so what? Bring a Pesach Sheni, even B'Tumah. Tana Rabbonin. Pesach Rishon Doich Es HaShabbos, Pesach Sheni Doich Es HaShabbos. That everybody holds, like our Mishnah. Even Pesach Sheni also could be brought on Shabbos. Pesach Rishon Doich Es HaTumah, Pesach Sheni Doich Es HaTumah. Hey, this is like Reb Yehuda. That holds not like our Mishnah. That Pesach Sheni could also be brought B'Tumah. What about Pesach Rishon Toin Lina? There's a new mitzvah. When you bring Pesach Rishon, you come there at night and eat the korban, you're not allowed to leave Yerushalayim that night. You have to sleep over in Yerushalayim that night. That's called Toyin Lina. You have to stay in Yerushalayim. So Drashi Toyin Lina, Leil HaRishon, Yolim B'Yerushalayim. You have to sleep the first night of Pesach in Yerushalayim. Mikan V'Elach, after the first night, Rishoyin Lodeh Chutz B'Chaymer. You're allowed to go and sleep outside the chayma. Patrecha tchum, as long as you're inside the tchum of Yishlayim. V'haynu l'yoyel lecha, to your oil. That means loyal to your tent, shechutz to chayma, it's outside Yishlayim. V'loyel l'beis to mamash, not mamash to go home, to a yomtifu, it's on yomtif. So it's the first night you have to sleep on Yishlayim. But after the first night, by daytime, you're allowed to already leave Yishlayim. But it's yomtif. You can't go home, mamash, that's chutz to tchum. So you're only allowed to walk outside the tchum. The yoy de kaboy yilasu yoyelas riya. You have to bring a korban oila. So what are you going home for? So just means there's a special mitzvah though that you have to sleep in Yerushalayim the first night. The other night you could go sleep someplace else and come back again into the Beis Hamikdash. Pesach Sheni Toyin Lina. Pesach Sheni is also Toyin Lina. The night of Yudalid Iyur, the Leil Tezvav, the Tezvav, you have to sleep in Yerushalayim. Now the Gemara says like this. This price holds. That you say Pesach Sheni, it could even be brought betumah. Keman, who do you go like Rabbi Yehuda? You go like Rabbi Yehuda shit that we had before that says the Svara Pesach Sheni also has the same halach like Pesach Rishon. If Rov Tzibur is tameh, it could be brought betumah. For Gemara, the question is, Rabbi Yehuda though Toyin Lina. So you want to say this price goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, and this price says now that even Pesach Sheni is Toyin Lina, you have to sleep over in your shlaim the first night. Is that true? For a time we learned, we have Yehuda Rami, Rabbi Yehuda himself says, Minayin le Pesach Sheni, She'ein Toyin Lina. How do I know that when you bring, whoever has to bring a Pesach Sheni, there's no chiyah to sleep over that night in Yerushalayim? Bring your korban, eat the meat in Yerushalayim, and then go home, there's no chiyah to stay there. Shenema the Pesach says, Ufonisa ba'boikev yolachta liyolecha. Now what, this is the din, that you bring a korban Pesach, first in the morning, you could go liyolecha, but not at night time. That first night you have to sleep over in Yerushalayim. First upon Issa Babach, when you get up in the morning, then v'yolachti lelecha, you'll go to your tent which is outside Yerushalayim, even though it's yontif, you can't go chus tchum, that's not to your house, but just go liyolecha. You could go to the tent that's outside Yerushalayim. Uchsir, the Pesach says right away, sheshes yomim toicha matzos. Right away the Torah says, for 6 days you have to eat matzah. 6 more days. So what are we dashing from here? That hanecha l'shisha, Pesach Rishon that has this mitzvah, teat matzah for another 6 days, toyin lina. Then there's a mitzvah, the first night of Leil Pesach, you have to sleep over in Yerushalayim. Abishay Nechal Lashisha, Vashengen Pesach Sheni, that has no dinner 6 days, there's a mitzvah's essay, teat matzah, only that night, the night of Leil, Tezvav, of Iyar, there's a mitzvah, teat matzah morah. But that's it. You're allowed to eat chametz right away. The next day, there's no more mitzvah matzah anymore. Is ain't toyin lina, you don't have to sleep over that night in Yerushalayim. So, of course, it's clear with this Bryce, if you tell me this Bryce holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that that's why Pesach Sheni is Leicha Tumah. So, why does the Bryce say, Pesach Sheni, you have to sleep over by night? Rabbi Yehuda holds you don't have to sleep over at night in by Pesach Sheni. And the Gemara Nechanami trade Tenoy believes Rabbi Yehuda. I think it's like a Samachlegis Tenoyim, what does Rabbi Yehuda hold? Is this time holds the Taka true? This time it goes according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita? And he holds that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold this Drosha. If you don't know, even Pesach Sheni also, there's a mitzvah to sleep over that night in Yerushalayim, even by Pesach Sheni. The Mishnah Baita. Ha Pesach Shabbo Betumah. A Pesach, let's say even Pesach Rishon, that came Betumah. Rov Tzibur was Tamei. You're allowed to bring Pesach Rishon Betumah. Is lo yoichlo imenu zovin v'zovois, nidus v'yoldus. Who's allowed to eat it? Only a Tamei Meis. A Tamei Meis, the Torah says, you have a right to bring the carbon. But somebody has Tumas Zavon and Mazovois and Nidois, they don't have a right to bring the Pesach, and they don't have a right to eat the Pesach either. They're not allowed to bring a Pesach, even Pesach Rishon. The Nidus Viodis. The Yemochlan, what about for the Eva, they went and ate from the current Pesach, even though their Tomei is Pturimi Chorus. You should know they're Potter from Chorus. Even though they have no Chiv to bring the carbon, and the Churun Amal, a Tomatic, a person that eats Kochim, is has the Chiv Chorus, here there's no Chiv Chorus. We'll soon see why. Reablezer poiter af al bias migdish. Well, that's a bigger chiddush. On Pesach Rishon, Rov Tzibur was tamei. So the locher is they're allowed to bring the korban betuma, but the korban's allowed to be brought. But avad the tamedika person is not allowed to go into the base of migdish. There's no het for you to go to the base of migdish. Have a tamedika person go in and have the korban brought for you. What about if the tamedika person did go into the base of migdish? Reablezer holds he's potter from korus. There's no chi of korus now for tamei went in. Rashi, Layachim Menel Zovin, the Gabe Tomei Lenefers Tziv Ish Is Nitche, the Ain Tziv Nidochin. Only if you have a Tomei Mace, do we say if Rov Tzibur's Tomei, you're allowed to bring a Pesach Rishon, and you're even allowed to eat the meat at night. Ava Gabe Ziva, a Tziv Nidochin. But if Rov Tzibur only had Tomei Ziva Zovin, then they're not Doicha, then they can't bring Pesach Rishon. They have to bring a Pesach Sheni. Zavim and Zavas and Yiddish Ledes don't have a heter to bring a Pesach Betumah. The Yemochlu, but let's say they went and did bring the korban and they ate somebody's korban, or they ate somebody's korban, it's Pturmi Korbis. The Eichel Kotchim Betumah Kadialav Abrais of the Gemara, Abu Mibias Midish Le Patrina Rachmona. So Tanakam holds they're only potty if they eat the meat. But if they go into the Beis Hamikdash, then there's the Chi of Korus. Reb Lezer says no. These people, when they brought the korban Pesach Betumah, even though they don't have a right to bring it, if they went into the Beis Hamikdash, still they're potter. Rashi asked me Korus the Bias Hamikdash with Amli Al Gemara. The Gemara will explain what the machlokes is. Verse of Tana Rabbanim, Zovin v'zovois, nidois v'yodois, she'ochlo v'pesach shebo betumah. What's the loch of Pesach Rishon? Rove people were tamei mesim. They touched the mace. Therefore, the din is they're allowed to bring a Pesach Rishon and they're allowed to eat the korban also. Ma'ashenkin, a person has a tuma zov, or a zovum, or an isha sanido yoledes, she's not allowed to eat from the korban. What's going to be? I would think now if they eat the korban, they should have a chiyuv koros, because they're a talmidic person, and they're in kachim, they have no heter to. Talmud learn with the pasuk says no. Kol tor yoicha boser. Every, who's allowed to eat kachim? Only a person that's tor. Then the pasuk says, v'yanefesh asher toichal boser, mizevech hashlomim, ashel Hashem, v'tumoso yolov, somebody that goes and eats kachim, when he's tomei, v'nichrusso, the Torah says yechayev koros. So we darshan, nechal l'tohirim, if there's a mitzvah only that a Torah-dika person should eat this kachim, then we say chayovim olam mishum tomei. Then if a Torah-dika person goes and eats it, he's chayev koros. Ma'ashen can hear by this Pesach that comes with tumah. V'sheinu nechal l'tohirim. But this Pesach now, since Roy Tzib was to Meyam Esim, so not only Torah eat it, sheinu nechal l'tohirim, it's not only eaten for Torah, nor even Torah-dika person are allowed to eat this korban. Is Mela ain't Tumayim Chayov Mala Mishum Tomei. Then we say the end chorus to say where a Tomeidic person eats Kachim does not apply to such a korban. Hey, the Chiyav chorus only applies if no Tomeidic person is allowed to eat a Kachim. Only a person that's Torah. Then we say whoever is Tomei, if you're Tomei, you eat the korban, you Chayav chorus. But here this Pesach, since Rob Sibri is Tomei, the people that were Tomei Mesim have a right to eat this korban, even though the other people, the Zovim and the Zovis and Nidus, don't have a right to do it, but if they do it, there's no chiyuv koros. Rabbi Lezer Weiner, Rabbi Lezer says, Yochel, I would think, what about dochku zovim v'nichnusu li'azorah? What's going to happen if the zovim push themselves through and come to the Beis HaMikdash? Be'pesach abo betumah. On an erev Pesach, that rove tzibur was tummy. So you have the tumei meisim, they're in the Beis HaMikdash right now. Yochel, I would think, yechayovim, maybe these zovim and zovis, or nidois, that they don't have a right to come in. Maybe if they do come in, there'll be a chiyuv koros, because usually if a Talmudic person comes into the Beis HaMikdash, there's a chiyuv koros. Talmud Leimer, Rav Lezer Dashan, the Pasuk like this. Talmud Leimer, the Pasuk says, Vayishalchu min ha-machne. There's a mitzvah says, so you have to throw them out of the machne, kol tzeru, whoever has a mitzvah, tumas mitzvah on him, v'chol zav, whoever's a zav, v'chol tomel ha-nefesh, whoever touched the nefesh, all these three have to be at least thrown out of machne shchina. They're not allowed to come into the Beis HaMikdash. So I dash like this. At the time when a tummy mace, somebody touched the mace, is not allowed to be in the Beis HaMikdash, that's normal times. Then I said is the same chiyuv koros applies to zovim umitzoroyim mishtalchim. Who are then that a person that has a tumah zav or a mitzoroy also has this iser esrei not to be in the Beis HaMikdash and the chiyuv koros for that. But what about now in erev Pesach that the tzibra is tummy tumei mesim? Now that the tzibur is tamei mason, they're allowed to bring the korban betumah. They are allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash, so you don't have the mitzvah to send these tamei mason outside. I'll tell you, the other law does not apply either. Ein zovin u'mitzoroyim mishtalchim. Who are then, there's no chiyuv koros if a mitzoroy or a zav comes into the Beis HaMikdash. That's the Rebbe Lezer Darshins. As the pasuk says them all three together, when do we have the chiyuv koros? If somebody comes into the Beis HaMikdash, there's man that you have to send away even a Tzmeya Mace also. But now an Erev Pesach that the Tzmeya Maceim have a heter to come into the Beis HaMikdash, even though the Zovim and the Nidus don't have a heter to come in, but if they do, there's no Chiyuv Koros. Bari Rabbi Yosef, Dochku Tzmeya Maceim v'nichnasu l'heichel. What about if the Tzmeya Maceim, not only they go into the Azor, into the Beis HaMikdash, they go into the Kachim though. They go further in, and that is no heter for. They don't have to go into the Heichel. If they want to come in to bring their korban, it's enough to do it in the Azara. But they pushed themselves now through, even into the Heichel, into the Kachim. on an Erev Pesach that Rov Tzibur was Tamei, so the Tamei Mesim had Hefter to come into the Beis Hamikdash, into the Azorah, but not further. They had no right to push themselves through the Heichel. Mahu, what's the Locha now when they did go into the Heichel, is there a Chiyuv Karos for them or not? Do we say, Midishtori Tumas Azorah, Ishtori Namis Tumas Heichel, since they have the right to go into the Azorah, so once the Torah let these Tamei Mesim come into the Beis Hamikdash, do you have a right to go into the Heichel also? Or Dilma, maybe no. My story is story. Whatever the Torah said they're allowed to, they have to come in like Tumis Dechuya. They have a right to come into the Beis Hamikdash to bring the Korban Pesach. Where do they bring the Korban Pesach? In the Azorah. That's what the Torah said is Mutter. Of a my Deloy story, to go into the Heichel, to the Kodshim, Kodesh HaKodoshim, there's no right, there's no reason for them. The Torah never gave them a right to do it. Loy story, maybe Takrit Sasa, says the Gemara Shaila. Would they get a Chiyuv Koras if the Tamei Mason went into the Heichel or not? Omar Rabbi says, Omar Kwa, the Pesach says, Vayeshalchu min ha-machane, you have to throw them out of the machane. Says Medayek, afilu mixas machane. Yes, there's a lav even on the mixas machane, even if it means only to throw them out of the Heichel. In other words, out of the Azorah we can't throw them, because they have a right to bring the Korban Pesach, even though the Tumei Mason. Rov Tzibur's Tumei Mason, you have a right to come into the Azorah, but that's all. In the Heichel you have no right. And the Pesach is mashmi, even from a mixas, we have to throw them out. See, the Shachem and Amach even applies to mixas, even to the Heichel alone. Eke the army, some say no, just the opposite. Omar Rav, Omar Kro, the Pesach says, Vayeshalchu min ha-machne, el michutz la-machne, the Pesach tishalchum. The Pesach says, you have to throw them outside. With Ash like this, Kol Heichel de Karinim bay el michutz la-machne tishalchum. Whenever we say the law, the mitzvah is, throw them out of the whole Azoron, the whole Beis Hamikdash, Karinim bay v'yishalchum min ha-machne. Then we even read there's a mitzvah sesed to throw them out, even a part of the machane, even a part of the heichel alone. Ma'ashenkin here by Korban Pesach was brought betumah. There's no mitzvah to throw them out of the chutzla machane. You don't have to throw them out of the Azorah. You have a right to come in and bring the korban in the Azorah. Who adin, there's no issur to throw them out of the heichel. If they go into the heichel, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, they will not have the chiyuv koras. Because again, these two lav matoli zebezeh. You only have the chiyuv koras, b'shas, they have to throw you out of the whole Beis Hamikdash. But if you have a heter to come into the Beis Hamikdash, even though the heter is only into the Azorah, if you go further into the Heichel, you don't have the Chiyuv Koras. Boy, Rav Yosef, Dochku Tumei Meisim V'ochlu Emurei Pesach Habo V'tumah Mahu. Hey, see, Tumei Meisim, good, and Erev Pesach now, Rov